Welcome to this week's Finance News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. I'm your host, Paige Estertori, coming to you this Sunday, June 30th, 2024. Top of the news are the mounting inflation concerns in our country. Last month, the Australian Bureau of Statistics revealed a steady 4% inflation rate, which is impacting key sectors such as housing, alcohol, tobacco, and transport. The implications of this stronger-than-anticipated inflation are significant. Economists are predicting that the Reserve Bank of Australia may very well raise interest rates in the coming months, with Deutsche Bank suggesting a jump to 4.6% as early as August. Some experts are even drawing parallels to U.S. inflation patterns and hinting at continued high rates into next year. In the midst of these concerns, Treasurer Jim Chalmers has admitted that reducing inflation to the Reserve Bank's target of 2 to 3% remains a challenging task, especially with high immigration, major infrastructure projects, and energy price pressures. This could be further complicated by potential tax cuts and relief that might further inflate prices without any immediate signs of easing. On the market front, over the last days, the ASX 200 slid by 0.3%. Concerns about inflation, led by a higher-than-expected consumer price index report, seemed to touch a nerve with investors. Especially hit were the property sector and interest rate-sensitive financials, amid growing speculation of further rate hikes by the year's end. In other news, Suncorp, the major banking and insurance institution, made a significant strategic shift by selling its banking business to ANZ for $4.9 billion. This major deal, approved by Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers and set to conclude by the end of July, will see Suncorp focusing solely on insurance henceforth. It's a well-thought-out move aimed at addressing pressing insurance issues like climate change, while also ensuring the Australian public's banking access and job security are safeguarded. Looking ahead, the federal government and the Reserve Bank of Australia are demonstrating a united front in tackling the tough inflation terrain. Both parties have reaffirmed their dedication to economic stability and working towards another surplus. Though these steps might be challenging, the federal budget surplus may still be in sight, depending on tax revenue variations. Remember, it's you who drives our economy, and keeping you informed is our prime responsibility. Keep checking back to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more news and analysis. Until next week, this is your host, Paige Estertori, signing off.